I went out, St. Louis Cardinals was on me. Mm-hmm. They sent me out to Monroe, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Cut state leave. I got in there about 1:30 in the evening. Man met me at the railroad station. He didn't carry me out to the living quarters mm-hmm. then. He carried me out to the ballpark about the time the ball game started. Mm-hmm. I went out there and give me a blood red uniform. I had a good day. I got 2 or 3 base hits, and I hadn't seen my living quarters mm-hmm. as yet. So after the ball game, I dressed. A man carried me out there where we were living. And I want you to know the place that he carried me to was just a one-story outfit with bunk beds in it. And nothing but damn wops. Mm-hmm. Mm. I couldn't understand nothing none of them said.
Yeah.
And hot, hot, mighty no. So, I got up. I decided to come home. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been asleep at all. Got my ass that boy. If he knew what time there was a train come out there, mm-hmm. coming to Bainbridge. And I thought, I think about you.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that the son of a gun said. Mm-hmm. But about 2 o'clock I went down there.
Yeah.
To the terminal. I kept all my own belongings with me. I got on there. Man said, ticket agent says train leaving you in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I want to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught it. And I came home. The boy said, what you leaving for, sir? You had a good day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I got a couple of hits. Couldn't hit one by me at shortstop. But I am going back to Georgia.
Yeah.
I ain't staying this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere between here and over there, I wired Laverne to meet me in Bainbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And she met me.
Did you ever travel very much besides playing baseball?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say, I couldn't say travel.
Mm-hmm.
Other than...
What different, when you were playing baseball, what different cities did you go to stay in?
Play it again.